Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
All right, this week we wrap up our series on companionship, and we want to look on answering the question and sharing three things that binds companions together. What we want to look on is Exodus 4, verse 14 to 15. And it says, "And the Lord became angry with Moses and asked, 'What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you, and he will be very glad to see you. You will speak to him and tell him what to say. I will help both of you speak, and I will teach you both what to do.'" Our core scripture, as always, for this series is Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9. "And two people are better than one, because together they are a good reward for their hard work." Together they will have a good reward for their hard work. So we want to really answer the question, three things that binds relationships together. And according to the passage in Exodus that we read, there are three things. One, faithfulness. So in order for the relationship to function, each person as part of the union has to be faithful. There's no reason why it don't make sense that you're a part of a relationship and you're both working towards something, but you're not faithful. What's the purpose of being in it if you're not committed? And the word faithfulness really is talking about your level of commitment to the long term. So is it a short-term thing where you're only in it just to get a particular thing, or you're in it in order to achieve a particular objective, and once that objective is met, that's it? So the whole idea is that you need to be committed and faithful to ensuring that the objective is met in the long term. So it's a long-term idea in terms of, like, if you think about it from a marital perspective, until death do us part. You know, so no matter what happens, the objective is that death is the only thing that is going to separate the relationship. So last week we talked about the ways that relationships can be dissolved. But this week we want to look on in terms of, where's your commitment to the relationship, to the long term? So if you're entering into a relationship, if you're not going to do it long term, now you have to ask yourself the question, why are you going to do it? In this case, God asked Moses to do something. Moses was afraid. But he asked him, now what about his brother Aaron? So now, Aaron was glad to say Moses, which brings out now the second part of what binds relationships together. And that idea is love. So what you can see is that Aaron spends a lot of time with Moses. So he was faithful. He was always there. Whatever Moses was doing, Aaron was by his side. So now, the whole concept now of, is not just because Moses was doing something interesting why Aaron was there. That could be a part of the thing, but they were brothers. So, and the other idea, a part of it was that the scripture says that Aaron was glad to see Moses. So it was more than just what he was doing. It was the affinity, the love that he had for Moses, why he was interested in spending so much time with his brother. And they were also doing things together. The last component of what binds relationships together is the whole idea of agreement. So Aaron chose to be around Moses, and they both agreed to help each other. God also suggested to Moses that he will use Aaron's ability to help out his brother. And that's a key thing, knowing. So Moses was afraid to speak publicly because he had a stuttering problem. Aaron didn't have that issue. So they could trade. Moses shared what God said. Aaron could speak in a clear, confident manner what's supposed to be shared with Pharaoh, and the objective would have been met by the two of them partnering together, merging their skills that they had. And they were both fit, and they came into an agreement to do that. And that was what happened until they left Egypt. So if you think about the whole idea of trading, like, right, The reason why relationships are bind together is that both persons have skills that can be shared. So they're faithful to achieving the objective. They also, the love they had for each other kept them together, and also the agreement in terms of deciding to work together for the long term helped the cause of making this relationship fruitful. They were both leaders in their own right, but they were also brothers. They helped each other out. Fair enough, during the journey that they had after they left Egypt, they had some mistakes, but they worked it out. And the key is really the fact that they built a partnership to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. So, because of how the law of companionship works, here's some things to think about. Be careful who you choose to partner with. Be careful who you become friends with. And make sure you and the person have the same objective. Because as with what binds the union together, not all persons that you partner with are going to be faithful for the long haul. Not everybody agrees with what you're doing, and not all persons love you. So these are the things to think about. Not everybody is right for you, and not everyone is compatible with what you're doing. That's fine. These are the decisions and difficult decisions that we have to make from time to time to ensure that we achieve our objective, to ensure that we have fruitful relationships that last long term, because we are very meticulous and we choose persons that are compatible with what we're doing for the long term. Because you have persons can be that love what you're doing, they agree to help you, but they're not faithful. And that's some of the key, because we are choosing to work with people who are not faithful for the long term. And when we really need them the most, they're never there. When we really need them to call upon them to ensure that they're doing a particular task, they're never around. So you end up doing the majority of the work, and they also get the credit for what they did not do. Even though they love what you're doing, they are skillful, but they're not faithful. So all of these criteria have to be met to ensure that you have the right person around you for the long term. So here are some things to think about. Is the person you are partnering with faithful? And this goes beyond just where you work. It goes with your friends, your romantic partners, your spouse, all of these things. You have to ask yourself the question, is this person faithful? The next thing, do they love you? No, you have to ask yourself, are they interested to see you? Do they enjoy being in your company? And do they like working with you? And the last question is that, do you have an agreement, or do you have the same objectives? These are some questions to think about as you go through your week this week, and some things to think about for the future in terms of how you go about choosing your partners to partner with and the relationships that you enter into. Anyway, that's it from me. That's the wrap up for this series. And as always, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.